The Australian Rowing Championships continue at Lake Barrington. Day three today. The weather's going to be a bit wild and windy. Actually, let's get a forecast from Kenny Schmair, Tim Wilson. Morning, Tim.
Good morning. Yeah, look, the forecast up here is 35 degrees and fine. So, and I'm looking at the mountain now. It's completely blue skies around, so all's well.
All right, good-o. We'll go with that then. So, I'd imagine Sheffield is absolutely pumping at the moment.
We think back a year ago, and it was all pretty grim for us all. So we've come a long way in the 12 months. So I think it's fair to say Sheffield is doing very well now, and it's a lovely thing to have coming out of COVID. So the town's doing well. And I reckon we're going to get a fair few return visitors, you know, first-time visitors to Tas, and they come through this area, see how beautiful it is, and think, probably better go back to Tassie and see a bit more. So I think we're going to see ongoing benefits for the state from this event.
Well, that's right. And word of mouth is fantastic, but also the internet is terrific because the championships are being streamed around the world via Rowing Tasmania's Facebook and website, and the Rowing Australia Facebook and website. And that's just going to, I'd imagine it'll, not just rowing enthusiasts, but the people that watch it who are rowing enthusiasts and people from the mainland and around the world who have friends and family competing this week will then have a look at Lake Barrington and have a look at the Kentish area and go, you know what, I might go for a holiday there next year.
Yeah, look, that's a hope that we have, and certainly the streaming. I mean, think of it, if you're sitting in England now and you're watching the live stream, you'd be thinking, aren't they lucky people to be able to meet, to gather, to compete, and to get back to some normality. So, Kentish, our strengths here are our natural beauty, and while the lake is been made by human beings, the bringing together of it is still an absolutely beautiful place. So, no, we're very lucky to have these facilities we have here with the lake, and Rowing Tas are very easy to get on with, and a great partner. Rob Prescott is their CEO, and they're very lucky to have him and what they're doing. So, it is raining up here. The weather isn't that good today, but there's still days to come, and there'll be a lot of local hospitality, I'm sure, would be shown.
Yes, indeed. Well, the weather for the northwest, we're going to escape the worst of it. The severe weather warning is for the east coast. So you'll get rain right throughout the day and a bit of wind, but nowhere near as the folks over the east coast will. Anyway, you mentioned the hospitality. I imagine your cafes will just run off their feet at the moment.
Yes, there are extra staff put on in places. I was speaking to an owner yesterday, and she's fully booked for some functions later in the week, so it's all really ramping up from here through to Sunday. So it's a great encouragement because people have needed encouraging all over the state. They've needed it, and we've been fortunate that our pocket of the state is seeing that economic activity. So it would be bringing many thousands of dollars, new dollars, into our community. So it's a wonderful week for us as we look to head into winter.
I reckon it'd be pretty hard to get a park in the main street this week too.
You have to get some traffic lights.
Traffic lights, yeah, there you go. Now, speaking of the main street, here's a segue. Unfortunately, vandals have ripped up some flowers and shrubs that you've planted in the main street, and this is part of a million-dollar revitalisation project for the main street of Sheffield, and they've gone and ripped them all up.
Oh, look, to say I'm annoyed is an understatement. So for those who know our town, we are working on the streetscape from the eastern side. Those coming, say, from Cradle or from Launceston up into town, it's fairly been a bit of a dag's wood down there. There's been a lot of pavements replaced, and a part of that has been putting in some shrubs to green it up and to soften it up, and they've only been in the last, not long, 2 or 3 weeks, and somebody showing immense community spirit decided to rip them out and chuck them over the fences and probably have a bit of a laugh about it, but I look forward to the police catching up with them.
Yeah, if anyone knows any info, contact the police. Righto, mate. Well, listen, thanks for taking our call. Anything else you want to mention about what's going on out Kentish way?
Oh, it's just a pleasure to be in this role at this time in this community. So lots of things on the horizon. I mean, I think I've spoken to you about the potential for pumped hydro coming into this area in the future, and that will bring over $1 billion of development into Kentish for the best part of a decade. So it just seems to be our time in the sun at the moment, and it's really just a nice place to be living.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Good on you, Darren.